The Army wants to get at least a quarter of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2020.
There are growing challenges to Army energy supply and the nation's energy supply. So it is essential that we take significant steps to protect reliable access to energy and water and other natural resources.
That's Catherine Hammack, the Army's Assistant Secretary for Installations, Energy, and Environment. To meet its goals, the Army estimates it will need to generate 2 million new megawatt hours of renewable energy. But getting into the business of building utility-scale solar and wind farms is not exactly in the budget right now. Instead, Hammack says the Army wants to use its existing real estate to finance the effort. A task force the Army stood up yesterday will try to drum up $7.1 billion in private capital to build renewable energy infrastructure on Army land.
We've got the land and the demand. It can take a lot of land for wind turbines or for solar or for biomass or for other projects. So we have land right now that we need to keep within the Army for multiple reasons. Maybe 50 years from now, we think there might be another use if we have to expand housing, or it could be that we need it as a buffer from the local community to ensure the noises we make don't impair the community. One of the things that we are going to be partnering with and that we offer to the developer is the land in exchange for we will be a purchaser of that energy.
In many cases, she says, the Army expects the solar, wind, or geothermal facilities will end up producing more energy than the individual base actually needs.
The developers have the opportunity to make money from selling energy onto the grid, or it could be the local utility that makes money from selling energy onto the grid. And so they will then have a contract with the Army for use of the land and a contract with the Army for either purchase of energy at a fixed price or energy in exchange for use of the land.
The job of the task force will be to do the technical and administrative heavy lifting that individual Army bases can't handle on their own. A team of six full-time experts plus other support staff across the Army will work full-time to help set up renewable energy contracts, handle due diligence on environmental reviews, and try to make the federal acquisition process more manageable for renewable energy companies who want to bid on projects.
Currently, right now, some contracts have to go through local review and then regional review, and then come to headquarters review. So you might have three different lawyers reviewing it. We're trying to remove some of those layers and some of those impediments we have in our structure to ensure that projects like these move forward in an expeditious manner.
Hammack says individual Army garrisons are perfectly capable of handling small-scale projects like rooftop solar installations on their own, and the task force will not try to get in the way of those efforts. But when it comes to large utility-scale projects, they'll need help. The Army is confident they'll attract the private capital they need to pull the projects off. The Army Corps of Engineers issued a request for information on the initiative earlier this year and got three times as many industry responses as it expected. Hammack says they want to model the energy effort on the Army's Residential Community Initiative. In that case, the Army decided the private sector could do a better job of building and managing its on-base housing and at a lower cost.
$2 billion in Army equity resulted in over $12 billion in private development. So we know there's some Army equity investment, but some of that equity is in land that we have. There is a value to that land, to the developer. So it's not all in cash. Some of it is going to be in doing the due diligence, doing the environmental assessments, putting together the RFPs. There is a logistics and acquisition part of this that we are putting into our budgets to ensure that we can support it.
The Army has issued several requests for information outlining its basic plans for the energy projects. They'll be fleshed out further when the service publishes its renewable energy execution plan this fall. The Army also plans to host a large energy summit in Washington on November 3rd. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.